Welcome to MBA Podcaster, the only broadcast source for cutting-edge information and advice on the MBA application process. I'm Janet Nakano. Landing the best summer internship possible is of huge importance for first-year MBA students. It's often referred to as the 12-week interview, since an internship can lead to your next full-time job.
We would like to be able to fill a large portion, most of our full-time hires, from people who come out of the intern ranks.
Every MBA student is encouraged to get a summer internship, and competition is tough. This time, we'll explore what to look for in an internship, what it can do for you, and how to find and choose the best one. We have two career management directors from top MBA programs, a student who's made a summer experience into his next career move, and we'll also hear from a recruiter at a top consulting company. For an upcoming program, we want to answer questions you have on any MBA-related topic. Maybe you have a question for an admissions director, career counselor, or recruiter. We'd like to hear from you, so please send us a question along with your name, city and state, or country to info@mbapodcaster.com. That's info@mbapodcaster.com, and we'll try to answer your question on our show. When it comes to MBA internships, most, if not all, students will get one. Not getting one could even be a red flag to recruiters when looking for full-time work after graduation. That's how important they are, says Joyce Rothenberg, Director of Career Management at Vanderbilt University's Owen Graduate School of Management.
They offer students an opportunity to explore a new industry or a function or a career path. And sometimes for some students who have very specific goals about certain companies, it can also help them make inroads into a company that they're targeting for full-time employment. For students that come to business school with some gaps in their skill set or gaps in their resume, it helps them strengthen their resume and bridge any of those experience gaps before they start into the permanent job search, you know, during their second year at school. And then for many of our students, the summer internship is also an entree to a full-time offer from that same company.
Jessica Christopher is Associate Director and Career Counselor at the Parker Career Management Center at UCLA's Anderson School of Management. Christopher says the search for your summer internship begins even before you start class.
Scary enough, but it really literally starts on day one. We send out a lot of information over the summer to the incoming class. We do a big push in orientation for them because it is overwhelming. All of a sudden, you know, you just left your job and now you have to make a decision about what you want to do next. And all these companies are coming and, I mean, you can literally spend hours upon hours going to presentations. So the sooner somebody can be focused on what they're looking for, the better for them, definitely. And I think that those students tend to have the most success.
Christopher says students find internships through a variety of different ways. They can find one through their own networks, other students, alumni, staff, or professors. And Vanderbilt's Joyce Rothenberg says you'll likely become well acquainted with campus recruiting.
Every fall at probably every business school in the country, companies come, they do what's called information sessions, where they'll usually use a room at the school and they'll talk about their company, they'll talk about the opportunities at their company, and then frequently afterwards they will host some kind of reception somewhere near the campus. So, I mean, there are cocktail receptions, there are dinners, students are invited. Generally, it's a broad open invitation, and students will go there. It's a great opportunity, though, for the students to meet the company in a more relaxed and informal environment than sitting in an interview room. I mean, I have had recruiters tell me that over the course of a reception where a student has been where a student had come to the reception knowing quite a bit about the company, knowing about the job opportunities, with a real interest in the company, that they've managed to really impress a recruiter, and they remember that student's name, and then when they look at resumes, that student might have a little bit of a leg up.
MBA summer internships are a great way to jumpstart a career, especially for career switchers. However, switchers do have an added challenge, says Rothenberg.
What they really have to be able to do is demonstrate that they have transferable skills, that what they were doing in the past transfers to the target opportunity they're looking for in the future. The other thing I think the companies really look for is they're really looking to see that the student has a genuine interest and a very strong understanding and a passion about their future career. They have to demonstrate strong academic achievement. So if somebody's trying to switch into finance, you need to be doing very well in your finance and statistics classes. You know, what companies are looking for is somebody that's smart and that can come up to speed quickly. It's really important, I think, that career switchers do research on what are the most important things to that new industry or that company so that they can really then look at their skill set and say, okay, how do I think about what I've done in the past and how will that be valuable to my new employer? And every year we've got lots of students that successfully make that kind of switch. But it's a question of preparation.
Stay tuned to the rest of the program after a brief word from our sponsor.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from FactSet, the leading provider of financial information and analytic applications for investment professionals. FactSet's financial analysis knowledge base gives you the competitive edge in your academic and professional life by teaching you the financial analysis and modeling skills required to succeed in today's finance world. Co-authored by a team of former investment bankers and Wharton professor Robert Holthausen, the knowledge base bridges the gap between the corporate finance taught in textbooks and the spreadsheet-intensive financial modeling practiced in the real world. Access the same training and resources that the world's top bankers receive. For more information, visit www.factset.com. That's FactSet.com.
Consulting is one field that many MBA students decide to pursue after graduation, and it's also an industry that often hires career switchers. James Ryle is senior manager and recruiter for Deloitte Consulting. He says their MBA interns take on roles that are similar to that of new MBA graduates.
They will not have had the benefit of their last, you know, year of business school, but the expectation is that they're going to be a contributing member of the team in accordance to what their experiences and skill sets are. So they tend to take on more of an individual contributor level role, but there's an expectation that not only can they kind of handle the analytics, but that there's also client interaction, client management, owning and structuring pieces of work, which might include providing guidance and direction to team members.
Ryle says they aren't looking for a specific set of industry experiences. Rather, they hire interns for what he calls the generalist position.
The generalist skill set is strong quantitative capabilities. We're looking for great interpersonal skills, people who can interact with the clients, obtain information from them, make presentations, strong written and verbal presentation skills. We're looking for people who have sort of a high EQ and work well in collaborative environments. The way that we consult with our clients requires us to roll up our sleeves and develop solutions with the clients. So we need people who can work well and collaborate in a team environment.
Consulting, along with industries like banking, often like to hire from an intern pool. Ryle says Deloitte offers internships to those who appear to have long-term potential.
It's not automatic that people who accept internships will get a full-time offer, although that's sort of our goal and hope when we make the offer to them. We would like to be able to fill a large portion, most of our full-time hires, from people who come out of the intern ranks. And, it allows us to have essentially a 10 or 12 week job interview, right? We can actually watch them perform. And it makes them much more educated when they receive the full-time offer because they've kind of, actually lived the experience and have seen the ugly underbelly of the beast and have seen, the firm from the inside and really understand the way we deliver business.
Interviewing for summer internships is very similar to the full-time process. You'll often have second, third, or fourth round interviews with some companies. Ryle says when interviewing with consulting firms, make sure you have a clear understanding of the industry.
Now, there's not an expectation that you know it like an insider who's done it for 5 years because most people are career shifters or career changers, but we are looking for people who have read up and understand the basics of the industry and, when we're talking to them, that understand, at least what we advertise as what we think makes Deloitte different from other firms. So at the basic level, kind of understand the type of work that gets done and the firm that you're talking to. The other is just don't fumble the basics. Be able to articulate why it is that you're interested in consulting, and why that is the right, is the right career path for you versus what you did before versus going into banking versus going into, operations management for General Motors. Be able to kind of articulate what attracts you to the business and why you think you're a good fit for it. We utilize case interviews in the intern recruiting process as well as the full-time recruiting process. I don't think business school students can spend too much time preparing for the interviews by practicing case interviews. So I think that, you know, I would say that a common error is people who sort of look great on paper, do great in the behavioral interviews, have demonstrated all of the qualitative and quantitative capabilities that we'd like, and then at the end of the day are not very articulate in the case interviews. So practicing the case interviews is a key.
If you'd like to hear a full version of the interview with James Ryle from Deloitte Consulting, visit our website, mbapodcaster.com. Ryle discusses in depth about the hiring and interviewing process. Fortunately, your internship will likely be paid. At Vanderbilt, the median salary last summer was about $1,300 a week. Anderson's Jessica Christopher says, but pay will depend on the industry.
I'd say the majority are paid internships, but some are willing to take something that's unpaid just in order to get the experience. And that's also just personal choice, and that depends also on industry. So a field like entertainment, obviously the unpaid internships tend to be a little more likely in that industry than others. But, you know, a lot of companies structure things differently, so maybe they're not paid throughout the 3 months, but they get a big bonus at the end. Some companies definitely do that to reward the students for their work. So, you know, when we say unpaid, sometimes it's a little bit flexible.
But pay should probably be the last thing to think about, says Vanderbilt's Joyce Rothenberg. She says what you should think about is whether it's a position or industry that's right for you.
Is it a company that they're interested in? Perhaps even if the internship's in a different functional area. So if you want to go work for, say, Reebok, and what you really want to do is brand management, but you have an opportunity to do public relations with them for the summer, well, it might be good to go do a PR or a market research project for them for the summer in order to get inside the company and get to know them if that's a target company for you. So sometimes you might do something that's not exactly the internship you wanted in order to get to know the company and to get your foot in. The other thing we talk to a lot of our students about is if they have a gap in their experience, they need to evaluate their summer internship opportunities to pick the one that's going to fill the gap the best. You know, so will it add to their skill path or put them to their skill set or put them on the career path that will help them get to their full-time employment goal. So, and then the other thing is there's lots of companies that do summer internships but don't have full-time MBA jobs. And sometimes they don't even typically employ or hire a summer MBA, so it's really important for them to understand that job. What we tell them to look for is really to look for projects that will allow them to, you know, to conduct analysis, to make recommendations, where they will have an opportunity to work closely with a senior manager, where the project that they're working on is a strategic project for the company. So it's important to the company.
Rehan Chowdhury is a second-year student at Vanderbilt's Owen Graduate School of Management. Last summer, Chowdhury took an internship with Harrah's Entertainment and was offered a permanent position with the company at the end of summer. He has already accepted the offer, but Chowdhury says he had no idea that this was his path when he started school.
I went into my MBA terrified that I wasn't going to get a job because I fit that generic background that a lot of MBAs come from. My parents are from Pakistan. I have an IT background. I had 2 years experience. I was younger than the average MBA. So I was terrified I wasn't going to get a job. So I started day one. I started networking day one, and I kind of threw a wide net out there and tried everything in some capacity. I had informational interviews with everyone from Deloitte Human Capital Consulting to private wealth with Goldman Sachs to leadership development programs with Home Depot and Harrah's. I really wanted to make sure that I talked to everybody I could before making a decision on what company or what industry I was going to pursue.
Summer internships are a useful tool to explore a new field. Once on the job, some discover the work or industry isn't for them. Fortunately for Chowdhury, he fell upon something that worked.
I realized for the first time how important fit is between a person and an organization. When I was in college, I picked computers because that was the hot thing to do at the time. That was the secure position, and it's just, if you wanted to have a career and you wanted to start off strong at coming out of college, you went into computers. And I didn't realize how miserable I was until I had an experience with a company that I was truly a fit for. I think it was my first week on the job, if not my first couple days on the job, that I realized that was it. That's where I wanted to be. So when the offer came at the end of the summer, it wasn't even a question for me.
Evaluating your summer experience honestly is key. And Chowdhury says what he's learned in the process is that it's important to keep your options open from the beginning.
The MBA application process, I feel, is flawed just from the start because, I mean, every school has this one essay that says, what do you want to do essentially when you grow up? And I think it's such a bad question to ask because people change so much. I feel like I'm a completely different person now than the day I started school. So how could I have rightfully known what I wanted to do with my career based off the limited knowledge that I'd had? And a lot of people feel like they need to stick to that explanation that they give in their application essays. They feel that because they said that they want to do HR, that they need to do HR. I see a lot of students, and every year, I mean, you see this at every MBA program, where people just commit themselves too early to what they want to do. And by the time they realize that that wasn't the right decision, it can sometimes be too late. So if an MBA student goes in their first day of school with a completely open mind, a completely clean slate, and rebuild their expectations for their career from there, I think that's the best thing that someone can do.
Once on campus, you'll have a lot of resources available to you, from information sessions to advice directly from career management. Anderson's Jessica Christopher says exploring options is important, but even more important is exploring yourself.
You know, knowing what they're interested in, knowing what they value, what they're strong at ability-wise. Most importantly, out of all those things, is interest. Because you could be good at something and not be interested in it. And if you take it because you're good at it, you might really not like it anyways. And I'm kind of evaluating, like, what do you like in your past job? What didn't you like? What kind of culture are you looking for? What kind of boss are you looking for? What kind of work do you want to do? And really trying to evaluate all those things. And then looking at, you know, down the line, where do you want to be and how does this position fit in with that goal? We oftentimes ask students to, you know, if they could create their ideal internship, what would that look like? And if they could write a job description that fits that, what would it be? So that they're really trying to evaluate themselves before evaluating opportunities.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from FactSet, the leading provider of financial information and analytic applications for investment professionals. FactSet's financial analysis knowledge base gives you the competitive edge in your academic and professional life by teaching you the financial analysis and modeling skills required to succeed in today's finance world. Co-authored by a team of former investment bankers and Wharton professor Robert Holthausen, the knowledge base bridges the gap between the corporate finance taught in textbooks and the spreadsheet-intensive financial modeling practiced in the real world. Access the same training and resources that the world's top bankers receive. For more information, visit www.factset.com. That's FACTSET.com.
For an upcoming program, we want to answer questions you have on any MBA-related topic. Maybe you have a question for an admissions director, career counselor, or recruiter. We'd like to hear from you, so please send your questions along with your name, city and state, or country to info@mbapodcaster.com. That's info@mbapodcaster.com. And we'll try to answer your question on our show. Also, if you'd like to hear a full version of the interview with recruiter James Ryle from Deloitte Consulting, visit our website, mbapodcaster.com. Ryle discusses in depth about the hiring and interviewing process. For more information, advice, and to register for your weekly MBA podcast, visit mbapodcaster.com. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Next time, we'll be covering the must-read list for MBA students. Thanks for listening.